The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When you're having a stressful, busy day and you're struggling to eat healthily, popping a multivitamin might seem like an easy way to get all the vital nutrients that you require. But taking unnecessary vitamins and supplements can sometimes harm rather than help. Pharmacist and health advocate Sheena Mitchell is here to tell us what vitamins and supplements to take, if at all, and when to take them. Good morning, Sheena, and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell me, do we need to supplement?
In an ideal world, no. Everything you can get other than vitamin D, which we need the sun for, everything else you can get from food. But I think it hit the nail on the head when you said we're very busy. And so I suppose we find ourselves in a society now where we have a lot of maybe inequality about particular locations. Some people are living in areas where, you know, all the food options around them are kind of fast food, and people who are struggling to make the budget work.
Now, do processed foods, highly processed foods, destroy the vitamin content? Because the ingredients might have in their raw state some of the things we need. When they're processed, does it kill the vitamins?
The problem is with processed foods, a lot of it is bulking agent and, you know, filler. So with processed foods, we know that they're low in fiber, they're low in protein, they're low in carbs, and pretty much all minerals and vitamins. So reliance on fast food or ultra processed food is not good for
us. But suppose I buy a tin of beans.
Yeah.
I mean, are canned foods, do the canned foods keep the vitamins intact?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And same with frozen foods, you know, veg. A lot of freshly frozen foods, you know, maintain their vitamin content. So we don't need to make things, you know, always from scratch. It's not about making it hard on ourselves. Really, when we talk about ultra processed foods, we're not talking about tins of things in preservative. They're what we would call processed foods, and they're okay. When they get ultra processed, that's when you start to see companies going, oh, well, that lasagna would look better if it was bigger. So let's, you know, add in some more bulking agent. And because we've used substandard ingredients, it's all a bit slimy. So let's add in some stabilizers. That's the problem with ultra processed foods. And that process rips it of all of its kind of mineral and vitamin nutrition.
Now, when back in the day, when people were really poor, children would get rickets from a lack of what was a vitamin C.
Yeah.
So, scurvy. I mean, you don't see scurvy.
Vitamin D, is vitamin D is rickets, yeah, and vitamin C is scurvy,
So you don't see kids with rickets and scurvy now. So clearly, whatever they're eating, they're getting what they require.
Yeah, and I think this is a big takeaway message. A lot of people will be getting enough nutrition from what they're eating and don't need to dive into kind of supplements and vitamins over the counter. But a lot of people do it haphazardly. And a lot of, say, different groups would have different nutritional needs. So, for example, when you look at the back of a pack of a multivitamin, you'll see a reference intake, which is kind of a standard amount that has been set by the European Commission and the FSAI as well. And that kind of tells you how much a healthy adult doing a moderate amount of exercise, so average adult, average amount of exercise, how much they need to fulfill their needs.
So this is what they're putting in a multivitamin pill, for example. They're putting this average daily requirement for a normal functioning adult.
Yeah.
Now, when would you need more of something? I mean, suppose you're running triathlons or participating in those. What would you need extra?
Yeah, so you're probably going to need some extra vitamin B for energy. You might need some magnesium in the evening to help your muscles repair. You might even, you know, look at things like calcium and the likes of fish oils. But again, all of those best to get from diet. But there are other groups who need to be really cautious about using that reference intake as a standard. For example, pediatric or, you know, other children's age groups, those amounts aren't going to be appropriate.
They're too much.
Yeah, and also in pregnancy, you have to be really careful what you take. And while we know that in Ireland, what you see in pharmacies and supermarkets are regulated, so these products are, you know, actually regulated by the FSAI and the EU. So we know what we're getting in the product is actually what it says, to a certain degree, but there's no health benefit attached to that safety.
Now, what about people who are using birth control? Yeah. Are there any vitamins that are inimical to that?
Yeah, and this is the dangers of buying some stuff online. Like, for example, St. John's wort is a good example of one that anytime you ask the internet, what do I need to help with mood or any symptom, it'll tell you St. John's wort. But that particular product is highly interactive and it can really impact, you know, the functioning of contraception. But there's loads of other interactions as well that can happen. Like if you have someone who has heart disease and is trying to take supplements for their cardiac well-being, they could be on blood thinners and there could be vitamins in the product which aren't suitable and could cause the risk of bleeding. So anyone who's on multiple medications or, you know, medication that they're concerned about should talk to a community pharmacist about safety, because there really is some, while these are vitamins, they're also bioactive ingredients and they do interact with medication.
What about gut health and vitamins that might disturb your biome?
Yeah, now actually, in good news, your gut health is reliant on vitamins and minerals. So, you know, we need vitamins and mineral absorption to help good bacteria thrive. So it can work in both ways. So you just, again, have to be cautious. And again, the more you can get from natural sources, the easier it is for your gut biome to deal with.
Now, I remember someone telling me that if you happen to OD on vitamin C, for example, all you do is your body just eliminates it, and it's or if you have enough already from your food, it just bypasses all of that and you pee it out.
Yeah, and that's the case for many vitamins and supplements, but not all. And that's really important, because actually there's certain vitamins like vitamin A and D that can cause liver toxicity or kidney stones. Children who get too much iron can actually suffer from toxicity and it can be fatal. You can have people taking things like selenium to help with their hair and nails, and it can end up causing their hair to fall out if you take too much. You really can do harm. And on the Food Safety Authority of Ireland website, there's actually upper limits, which will help to show you how much is too much. So it's a really good reference for people to look at, but absolutely you can overdo it. And it's not always just, as it's termed, expensive urine. Sometimes it can be really harmful to health.
Okay, now how, when you look at the packaging and you see these symbols like for a microgram.
Yes.
I mean, even reading labels can be a bit challenging.
It can, and you find huge variants. And actually the marketing is shocking, in my view. Like, you know, you look at a packet and you think, wow, this has a whole alphabet full of vitamins. It must be amazing. But then when you look at the quantities of each vitamin, it's minimal. You may as well be taking a sweet, you know. So you have to look for quality. You want them to be optimal, I suppose, use. But you also need to consider what you eat in your day, where your gaps are, and fill those gaps.
I always wonder when you go into a pharmacy and you see the multivitamin that's on offer, you know, you'll get 50 or whatever, or a month's supply. And then beside it, you have vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C, all being sold separately. If your multivitamins are so good, why are you flogging all the other stuff, yeah, I ask myself?
Yeah, and for some people, they don't want a multivitamin. They just want to take their vitamin D because they know that's all they're lacking, and that's great. And some people, it's just a bit of additional magnesium that's not in their multivitamin to help them sleep. And that's fine. But you have to be so careful about duplication. So, you know, that's a way that you can cause harm. But certainly looking at the back of the packs and checking the intake. So for kids or people who are pregnant or anything, they're looking for something called a nutritional reference value. So that's an NRV, and that'll be on the back. So it'll say, for example, it'll say vitamin B6, 60% of your NRV, right? So you kind of know, okay, well, I'm obviously getting some from my diet, because you have to remember you're adding some from your diet, some from your supplement. And that should be what you're aiming for in your reference intake.
Okay, fish oil versus labelling omega-3.
Yeah, so we know that the omegas are all really good for kind of brain, neurological and cardiac health. And, you know, they're present in lots of different things. Flaxseed, actually, fish oils, all of that. If you can incorporate that naturally, great. A lot of people really struggle with that because they don't like fish and they're not great on adding in seeds.
And it has to be oily fish.
Yes, it does. So a lot of people take that in a supplement. So again, just talk to your pharmacist, check the pack, make sure that you're getting a quality supplement.
But, you know, when you see the labelling, one promises omega-3 and the other might be cod liver oil, you know.
Yeah.
Do they catch the cod, take out the liver, macerate the liver to get the oil? I mean, I don't know what they do. But how do you know which one's good and which one's just so-so?
Yeah, so with this, right, so you're seeing the content on the back of the actual levels of the ingredients or the actives. But also there's things like, say, for example, krill oil. So omegas derived from krill oil can repeat on you less. Some people will find that they get side effects from certain forms of fish oils. So this is where it's important. And the other thing is, even for vitamins in general, different vitamin salts can cause stomach upset. So you could have one form of magnesium that might cause diarrhea and you might have another form that won't. So it is important to know what you're doing. And this is why I really do encourage people to talk to their community pharmacist.
Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist and health advocate from Milltown Total Health Pharmacy, host of A Wonder Care podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, still to...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.